through cable 282 and everywhere on cfrc.ca. It's a great website. You can certainly check out their schedule, find out what shows are playing when, and just get a better sense of the station. We've been on the air since 1922 here in Kingston, Ontario. We broadcast 365, 24/7. I have a very small role in that. My name is Graham. This is A Working Knowledge, and I'm with you for the next hour. I get 1 hour a week every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. Some may say that's enough. Some may say that it's more than enough. Keeps me out of trouble for a little bit anyway. Lots of things to come your way. A mix of indie, some experimental, probably some soul, maybe some jazz, lots of post-punk, you know, the usual spin of the circle. We are going to start with some Mary Margaret O'Hara. Now, Mary Margaret O'Hara may not be, and probably isn't, a well-known name to most people. And this was, I don't ever forget about her, but I was reminded of her by Canadian critic Carl Wilson. He was writing his Substack recently, because, and I didn't know this, though I lived in Toronto for a while, I did not know that every St. Patrick's Day, she and her brother host a Martian Awareness Ball. And it was hosted at the Horseshoe on Monday night. It's their 47th annual event. Hasn't always been done at the Horseshoe, but 47 years somewhere in Toronto. And so, you know, people get together, drink, sing Celtic songs, etc. And Mary Margaret is often thought of as an eccentric, Canadian eccentric, who put out one ideal album, 1988's Miss America, and then vanished into reclusion or seclusion. And it's not quite true. And she's done a mix of work over the years, usually showing up on other artists' albums, particularly with the Henrys. She's done a lot of work with herself. Hasn't really released another album of her own, although the soundtrack to a movie called Apartment Hunting was all music by her. So I think that does kind of count. Nonetheless, I've loved Mary Margaret since I first discovered her music a long time ago. Carl Wilson put together a great playlist called The Best of the Rest of Mary Margaret O'Hara, and you can find it on your usual streaming services. I would urge you to check it out if you're unfamiliar, at the very least curious, with a Canadian original. And I'm going to play you one piece of music to start things off this evening here on Working Knowledge. This is taken from her Miss America 1988 album and called Bodies in Trouble here on CFRC.
Talk to you. Life. gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch train. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
This is the last day of our acquaintance. I will meet you later in somebody's office. I'll talk, but you won't listen to. Our love.
Just let them go.
not nostalgic particularly, but each song in that set just seemed to ask for one of the others, and kind of threw my playlist out the window as I had planned it, such that I ever planned these things this evening. So this is a working knowledge, and thanks for checking me out. We did start with Mary Margaret O'Hara. That at least stuck to the plan, and then following that, really just went off. It was Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians there with One Long Pair of Eyes, taken from a best of Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians album of my acquaintance. The Pogues, and you know, I think something Robin Hitchcock made me think of the Pogues, and it was St. Patrick's Day for those who celebrate on Monday, and it just seemed to fit. And then of course some Sinead seemed only natural into that set, and then Blur, the Universal, to round things off. It's a song I've sort of had on my to playlist for a while, and it just seemed to work. One of the things I meant to mention last week, I just ran out of time, but I picked up a book recently called Unspooled: How the Cassette Made Music Shareable, by a fellow named Rob Drew. I picked it up in town, a novel idea. It's an interesting little book. It was clearly originally a PhD, so it doesn't exactly sing off the page, but it's well-researched and dense. For those of, you know, who like to collect musics, or perhaps have a few cassettes rattling around if you're of a certain age, or maybe you're just discovering them, because it did force me to look around, and I thought I had a box of some cassettes of, I didn't know how many, what condition, and I was able to dig them out, and more than I thought, and a wide variety of programs here from CFRC from way back in the day that I recorded, a few original cassettes as well, things, mixed tapes, which the book deals a lot with, from friends over the years as well. So I'm actually quite happy to have rediscovered it. And the best part of it of all, there was an actual player in there. It's not a Walkman per se, but it's one of the many varieties of it, which works to a point. Put batteries in. For a moment, actually, I struggled with how to make it work. I had to, some old muscle memory at play, but I eventually overcame it. I got the batteries in, I got a cassette in, and it somewhat worked. There's power. It has, of course, a radio in it, and the radio worked, so the headphones work, but the tape would not move. So I've got and it's an older model, or sort of a late in the run model, I guess, of a metal body. So you can't actually see anything moving when the tape is playing. Unlike other varieties, you could have, there's a window, plastic window, you could see the spools turning and that kind of thing. So you have to get an idea of, you know, where the error exists. I'm not sure. It could just be age. I mean, it hasn't been touched in 25 years. So it not working is not a unsurprising result, but I'm going to work on it, see if I can't get it to come back to life. Of course, there are some new Walkman-like machines out there. They range from about $30 to about $400, and I will not be spending $400 on one, but that is plan B if I can't get this old relic to restart. So I'm going to start this next set from the Weaker Thans, from the Reconstruction Side album, their great song, Plea from a Cat Named Virtue, which, you know, I would play anyway, but particularly for one line in the song regarding cassettes.
Don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather or how the weather used to be. And I'll cater with all the birds that I can kill. Let their tiny feathers fill. Disappointment. Lie down and lick the sorrow from your skin. Scratch the tear and begin. I swear I'm gonna bite you hard and taste your tinny blood. If you don't stop the self-defeating lies you've been repeating since the day you brought me home, I know you're strong.
Yeah.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars.
Well, that's it for me tonight here on CFRC 101.9 FM. As always, thank you for indulging me. This is A Working Knowledge, your humble servant, and I'll see you next week. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'll see you at some gigs. Cheers.
Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens.
If you are interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing.
Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event.
Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
The following program is an all-language show which includes open discussions on topics related to the LGBTQ+ community and beyond, including